June 28, 1 Chronicles 29, 1-14. More than money. Then the people rejoiced, for that they offered willingly, because with perfect heart they offered willingly to the Lord. 1 Chronicles 29, 9. From the very opening of David's reign, one of his most cherished plans had been that of erecting a temple to the Lord. Though he had not been permitted to execute this design, he had manifested no less zeal and earnestness in its behalf. He had provided an abundance of the most costly material, gold, silver, onyx stones, and stones of divers colors, marble, and the most precious woods. And now these valuable treasures that he had collected must be committed to others, for other hands must build the house for the ark, the symbol of God's presence. Seeing that his end was near, the king summoned the princes of Israel with representative men from all parts of the kingdom to receive this legacy in trust. He desired to commit to them his dying charge and secure their concurrence and support in the great work to be accomplished. Who then, he asked, of the assembled multitude that had brought their liberal gifts, who then is willing to consecrate his service this day unto the Lord? There was a ready response from the assembly. With deepest interest, the king had gathered the rich material for building and beautifying the temple. He had composed the glorious anthems that in after years should echo through its courts. Now his heart was made glad in God as the chief of the fathers and the princes of Israel so nobly responded to his appeal and offered themselves to the important work before them. All that man receives of God's bounty still belongs to God. Whatever God has bestowed in the valuable and beautiful things of earth is placed in the hands of men to test them, to sound the depths of their love for Him and their appreciation of His favors. Whether it be the treasures of wealth or of intellect, they are to be laid, a willing offering, at the feet of Jesus, the giver saying, meanwhile with David, all things come of Thee, and of Thine own have we given Thee.